Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oak Lawn.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Mike Florio.
Given the way the season has gone, I'm not surprised that he didn't have pre-engineered the procedures in place to plant the seed for a Mitch Trubisky injury if he's banged up in any way. And I guess it's something they could have done at halftime. Here's the thing. You got 12 minutes at halftime, and you're trying to figure out what you need to do differently to win a football game. But the time to tell the PR staff or whoever would be responsible for communicating to the league representatives at the game that Trubisky has a hip injury, that's the time to do it. The worst thing that could have happened to Matt Nagy last year was things went as well as they did, and the bar went sky high for this year, and they were 12-4, and they didn't have a lot of adversity, and now the adversity has landed on their head with a thud, and he's figuring out on the fly some of the more delicate and difficult nuances of being an NFL head coach.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and the first ever 8-passenger Hyundai Palisade. Matt Miller is going to scout some potential NFLers, and he's going to fix what ails the Bears. He's got a plan.
Thank God someone does.
Plan. He's got it. He's going to tell us what it is at 10. We got the midday midway at 10:40. We got Anthony Herron in studio at 11 and all kinds of other wonderful things for you as well. 312-644-6767. That is our phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to send a text? Send a text to 67011. When you send one, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Do download the radio.com app.
Many thanks to those of you on the text line starting GoFundMes for my waterproof shoes or hip waders or boots. I assure you it's not necessary. I do plan on buying some sort of shoe that's better for bad weather than the sneakers that I've got on all the time. I appreciate your concern.
Full set of like really high-end Orvis waders.
Yeah, I've got a set up at the lake.
And by the way, he was a great player back in the
Orvis
day.
Orvis waders?
Yeah, oh, my
sure.
God.
His trio back in the 30s was great.
Oh, he's a snapping jazz player. Yeah. You know, had a really good baseline. Couldn't hit lefties all that well, but a pretty damn good player. Pretty good player.
See, here's what you do. Go to Walmart and get the pair of boots that I got before I went on the fishing
trip. Yeah, no, because then I have the pair of boots that you have.
They're like $48, and they're waterproof, and they're terrific.
Yeah, but then I have to start wearing like plastic pants, and I have to start...
No.
I'm going to have to raid Mitch's closet for a whole bunch of free Bank of America Chicago Marathon stuff.
Half my wardrobe.
People think I run marathons.
People at the gym must think I'm like the most dedicated marathoner.
Decorated marathoner.
Shockingly, they don't think I do when I wear it.
Why is that? I wonder.
They just ask, oh, what did you volunteer to do during the marathon, sir? Does it make the cheese?
Why was this available at the clothing bank? When you download the radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. That is Ray Diaz in the big chair.
Oh, yeah. That is.
He's the executioner, but he's not in the back doing what he usually does.
No, but he is also doing what he usually does.
I know he is. He's literally going from chair to chair. Yeah. As
adopting different personas from space to space.
Because Jay Zawoski is off, and Shane Reardon was supposed to be here, but apparently he's sick.
Actually, Shane just walked in, and we were like, oh.
Shane, hi? Shane's here?
He's going to be like in and out.
Is he having like a fever dream? Does he not know he's not supposed to be here?
Why is he in?
Captain Shane's meat thinks he ate something bad yesterday.
Well, he only eats things he kills and or cooks, so that's not a good sign.
So seriously, he's here?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm worried.
Well, that's weird, because I got all these text messages saying he was out because he was sick.
I'm worried.
Now he's in
because
he's
sick? I got the same
texts. All right. Well, I don't want to make other people sick.
No.
Get your sick ass out of here, Weirdy McBeardington.
He's got the plague in his beard.
Right, seriously. He's got mad cow.
He's got
buying his quarter cow.
If you were, honestly, if you were handicapping, who would get some weird protein prion disease?
Oh, yeah.
That he's your first draft.
Or
first,
just the tuberculosis?
Yeah, first draft pick of a guy who would get like a weird, already eradicated disease.
Scurvy.
He'd come down with something. Like smallpox or something?
Yeah, that'd be Shane.
Probably.
That'd be Shane. What'd you do this weekend, Shane? I drove my Conestoga wagon over the plain to go find a cow to kill and then eat, and now I have the rickets.
I have dysentery.
That's why he needs the quarter horse now, because now he can get the same effect without actually going anywhere.
Oh, sweet Lord Almighty.
So Mitch is fine?
He's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh.
Everything's fine.
So what was all that?
Don't worry about it.
Everything's okay now?
Just forget about it. But all of the conversation led by the national broadcast of the biggest football night in America, that thing, that whole conversation led by some of the most preeminent voices in the NFL about whether or not this was a referendum on how Matt Nagy thinks about Mitch Trubisky, the second overall draft pick just a couple of years ago, all of that led by those people, don't worry about it.
I don't get it.
It's fine.
I say, oh yeah, night and day, I'm fine. And then he wouldn't kind of say what treatment he got?
It's like Shane.
Nothing makes me more sure. Like, we were talking with Hub yesterday, right? And Hub has been wondering and somewhat worried about the state of Mitch Trubisky's confidence for a while now, right? Nothing makes me more sure that his confidence is affected, not just on the field, but somewhat off it, when he won't tell you what he's doing to make his hip better. I mean, when he's going into a press conference after the Green Bay game and saying, well, I was told not to talk about it, that's a step in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens. You don't want to talk about things. It's a game that eats at you a little bit. It's national broadcast. There's still a whole bunch of expectations and possibilities for the Bears at that point. I get a little slip up there. But to not say, you know, stim, ice, elevation, or whatever the hell else you're doing to fix a hip pointer, you know, the injury that like dozens and dozens of NFL players have had before. You're not going to talk about that because why?
I don't know.
Because you just don't want to. Because you don't want to expose yourself.
So if his hip is fine now, are they 100% certain that it can't stiffen up again?
No.
And then we get another mysterious embrace and removal?
Day to day that they're having that hug on the practice field each and every day just to make sure that it goes right if it happens again on Sunday. That hug is more properly performed, that the play card is more in the way of cameras.
All right.
Okay. Scored update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Don't miss out on Big Ten Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. The Cats host Norfolk State tomorrow at Welsh Ryan Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, a full participant in practice yesterday as the team continues to prepare for the New York Giants. That game, of course, coming up on Sunday. Head coach Matt Nagy says the plan is to play Trubisky if he is indeed healthy. As far as other injuries, tight end Adam Shaheen and linebacker Danny Trevathan held out of practice yesterday. Bears return to the practice field at 1:40 today. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, Deshaun Watson and the Texans hosting the Indianapolis Colts. At the United Center last night, the Bulls were victorious over the Detroit Pistons, 109-89. Nice game for Lauri Markkanen, 24 points. Derrick Rose with 18 off the bench for Detroit. Bulls are off tonight. They welcome back Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat tomorrow. College basketball yesterday, Illinois winners over the Citadel, 87-57. Loyola beat IUPUI, 85-62. And finally, in hockey, Toronto has fired head coach Mike Babcock, and the Blackhawks are at home tonight hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. This scoreboard update was brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
We need to see where he's at. We need to see where our offense is at and continue to just keep rolling. And we want him to be out there today at practice, and we want him to be out there this week as a starter. I'm hoping that's the case. I just don't like these type of injuries. Like when you ask me that question, these type of injuries, you get to a point where they literally literally our day-to-day, and it becomes about where you're at with the pain and how we manage that and everything. So I want to be able to tell you that he's going to go out there today, he's going to have a great practice, and we're going to be ready to start him this weekend. That's what I want, and we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping that that's the case, and if it is, we'll tell you tomorrow, and then we'll be able to roll.
That's Matt Nagy. Apparently, just no worries. All good. Everything's fine. He's been magically healed.
For those of you, there's three different strains going on in the text line. Well, four. Shane just brought in another strain of whatever the hell it is that he has. There's three strains going on in the text line right now.
Yes.
One is there was no injury, and this is all still a cover-up, which I can't believe we're still doing.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
We've seen the All-22, and if you haven't, just go follow Olin Krutz, our guy. It's there. Mitch was hurt. There's another strain that's, we're overanalyzing this. We are all of us overanalyzing that.
Stop talking about this. Talk about all the other important things going on in Chicago sports instead.
But did you hear what Matt Nagy just said?
Yes.
I hope I'm able to tell you that he's able to start. There's a conversation there. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. There is a conversation to be had there. And then there's a third strain that is wondering how you would elevate a hip injury. And it's just, there's no good suggestions on that. So I get it. I'm probably elevating a hip injury, bad idea as far as how Mitch could be getting treated.
Would you have to hoist him up somewhere?
By the other hip, I think. Or
traction or
lift
or
him from the, you could hang him like a bat from some sort of rafter. That probably is not elevating it either. There's really no good options there, which is why I would have liked Mitch to detail exactly what's going wrong, because I got a hip thing myself here over the last couple of days, and I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. It's just a little hitch in the giddy up kind of thing.
From climbing with Kevin?
Yeah.
Or climbing on Kevin.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been paying an extravagant amount of money to go to a rock climbing gym, and all I've been doing is climbing Kevin Z-Pack instead. It's a good workout.
It's not that easy to do. Or you could be like,
very hard.
I picture you carrying him.
There's not a lot of places to.
Or maybe he's like on your way learning. He's apprenticing by just sort of getting
like a Luke and Yoda thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like you're a Dagobah running around stacking rocks with your mind.
No.
No, I'm not carrying
you're pulling
you.
Pulling an
me.
X-Wing fighter out of the swamp with your brain and the power of the Force. Yeah. You can get me to do that. Like go climb things in a gym.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. There's a sense of accomplishment. It's fun. There's something to do when it's cold out and it's not cold inside. Does Nagy strike you as
wait, a sense of accomplishment, like getting to the top?
Yeah, no, like each, so they're called problems, like they're different routes and you're supposed to follow, you know, these sets of holds and foots and all that kind of stuff. So
you don't make it up?
No, you don't make it. Well, I mean, you can if you want to, but no, as a state of difficulty, they level each kind of different route all around the different faces of the rock.
The puzzler in me would probably get some satisfaction completionist in you.
Oh my God, are you kidding? It's perfect.
That's like all the neuroses.
Every single one of them, and there's different ways to solve each puzzle. So once you get one done, once you fulfill that sense of complete,
now try it.
Now
this
you do
way.
It differently. Yeah.
Now you don't use your left hand ever.
Now that find a harder way to do it. Yeah, it's a blast. I love
that. That's pretty cool. See, here's the problem though. I would get kicked out of the climbing gym because
yeah, that's probably true.
No, because let me explain why.
You gotta climb in your Walmart boots.
People would have a conversation with you.
I would not be able to avoid every time I would successfully get to the top. I would look to the sky and scream, Drago! And every time. And eventually they'd say, sir,
yeah.
You just can't do that.
Well, I don't know. There's
sir, this is an Arby's.
Stop climbing the Arby's sign. Yeah.
The McDonald's place has an age limit of 7 years old, sir.
This is for children.
Meanwhile, I was wrong when they redid. They leveled the Addison McDonald's at Addison and Campbell by Lane Tech near me.
I haven't driven by lately, but yeah, I knew they were doing
it. It's rebuilt. I would have
stronger, faster.
I would have bet you it is actually.
Yeah.
I would have bet you everything they wouldn't put a new play place in there. There's a play place.
Is that the one right by the Wendy's? There's a Wendy's right there too, right?
Around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah. The Wendy's is on Western around the corner there. But that McDonald's, they've got the new streamlined zipper merge drive-through thing. But I put a play place in there. Apparently they want more children to get the rhinovirus.
Well, I was going to ask, has McDonald's followed the many, many letters that you've sent them over the years where instead of installing fire sprinklers in the play place, it just dispenses hand sanitizer
just
all over?
A shower of Purell.
Because you've been writing so many letters over these years to McDonald's asking for this technology.
I have to tell you, I love the fact that in most American airports now, there's Purell everywhere.
Is there?
The moment you get through TSA, there's multiple dispensers as you're walking down concourses now. It's one of the few aspects of travel that has actually gotten better over time.
See, I'm always...
There's more sanitizer available.
I'm mostly just late when I'm headed for a flight, so I don't really spend time looking around. Although I do have the thing where there are no rules in airports, so anything you wouldn't eat outside of an airport is now like on inside. Like, you don't have to follow any of the dietary rules or like, oh, I'm just trying to be good for myself or eat better. No. Just go have 5 Cinnabons and then board this flight or just scoop up.
But why is it on the plane? People are falling all over each other to get anything that's given out. Are you that ravenous?
It's unbelievable.
Are you that ravenous that you got to reach your hand in front of my face to grab some dry-ass pretzels or a Strop waffle?
And then
hungry are you?
The Pedro Strop waffle.
The drink cart will come by, and people will lean from the window over the aisle seat as though they'd just been in the Sahara for years.
Can I get a tomato juice?
Oh, yes. Please, God.
Yes, you can get
this V8 that I'll never have at the house. I want it now.
What do you? I mean,
nonsense.
There's something about being enclosed in an aluminum tube that makes people. It's like they have never seen food or drink before.
It's threat of death. That's what it is. You're locked inside a tube with all these strangers. You're flying in the air.
Inherent
spitting
threat
in
of
the
death.
Face of God. None of this makes sense. There's no science attached to this. It's just magic that brings you up and down to your destination.
Is that why people can't drive when it's rainy or snowy either?
Same thing. Same thing.
Are they also eating their Strop waffle, which is actually kind of good?
A Strop waffle?
Yeah.
It's just like a wafer, right?
It's a wafer with a tiny layer of caramel.
Yeah, I'm in.
In between.
It's like
a thin waffle. There's a little layer of caramel, and you set it on top of your hot coffee or tea.
Oh, yeah.
And it melts the caramel.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I've never properly eaten a Strop waffle then. Yeah. I'm going to have to.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
I don't even like sweets, but that's...
But you're down on a Strop waffle.
That's pretty good. Hey, Matt Nagy said something weird yesterday.
Okay.
We need to get to the bottom of it. And Rich Campbell followed up, too. So I need to find out if this is just Nagy saying stuff or he really thinks this. Because I'm not sure I agree. He's the quarterbacking guru. This is what he's here for. It's his job and not mine. But I don't know if this is just open mouth say stuff at a press conference, or if this is something he really thinks is true.
The interrogation room is opened back up on the Bernstein and McKnight show. We hit that next. 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So I guess all is normal with the Bears. They kind of suck, and they're healthy enough, and they're still getting along with whatever business of football they're trying to do. They have... They've plateaued in a strange place. It's like they went into the rapids and they churned around and they kind of, or they went over the waterfall in this metaphor, and they were in the undertow and they've popped up and they're kind of floating. They're completely diverted from the real part of the river, and they're not going to any place important, but they're still floating. And this is them going about their business. And this, as we mentioned yesterday, was sort of the start of Act 3.
Yeah,
we're wondering what now. Well, Matt Nagy said something strange. And tell me if you think this is true. And let's hear the whole thing. We're going to hear Nagy's comment, and then our guy Rich Campbell of the Tribune, he followed up with like, wait, what did you just say?
The last 2 weeks, and I'm speaking particular for Mitch, the last 2 weeks, he has without a doubt gotten a lot better at the quarterback position. Decision making, throws, where he's at the last 2 weeks has been a lot better.
Can you be specific with some examples about what you see that makes you want to draw that out over the final 6 games?
I mentioned to you all before, decision makings at particular times, you know, and for example, I can't remember if we talked about it from our previous game, but we had called a shot 2 games ago to go downtown against Detroit, and they took it away, okay? And I don't know how many people know this, or I can't remember if I said it, but the shot wasn't there. And sometimes as a play caller, you call a shot, you hope it's there, and they make a good play, and they take it away. Well, he went ahead and dropped it down for 12 yards to Allen Robinson for a first down. Those type of plays, when you make that play at that position and you protect the call and you protect what's going on in that game, to me, that's a huge step in the right direction. And so I'm seeing a lot more of that, which I appreciate. And I think that's a huge stepping stone.
Well,
all I heard was Matt Nagy tell you that he hasn't been as grossly incompetent as he had been in the past.
But he didn't think about the words he chose. Without a doubt, a lot better. Without a doubt, a lot better.
Yeah, you used a metaphor. This is a day for tortured metaphors, by the way. Stay
is
tuned
it?
For after Matt Miller because we're going to have one for you that's just gorgeous.
Oh, awesome!
Let me try and butcher my own. Matt Nagy reminds me a little bit of a helicopter parent. You know, I taught for a little while, and for parent-teacher conferences, the parents that always come in are the ones you don't need to see. Like, they're coming in asking why Johnny got an A- instead of an A this time, and you really want to see, you know, like, Chuck's parents, because Chuck hasn't been wearing pants and has been running around the room for 20 minutes.
Oh, Chuck's been vaping
like, Chuck,
class,
you need to
yeah.
stop doing what – stop throwing people's cell phones around the room, sit down, and let's talk about Othello, all right? Mm-hmm. It won't make you less apt to take your pants off because Othello, but, you know, help, right? Some help here, Chuck. But he's a helicopter parent whose
you know,
kids –
Iago has more lines than Othello?
Yeah, I did actually know okay. that. He's maybe the best Shakespeare villain.
Just
time to.
Just making sure you knew that.
But he's the helicopter parent whose kids just got rejected from the safety school.
Okay.
That's what just happened
oh.
here. They didn't make that, it.
You're cutting a little close to the bone
they
right now.
They didn't get the whole state, all right? Yeah. It's not happening, and it's going to be 2 years at a community spot.
Oh, that bad. Okay.
And then you're going to go, not that this, there are ways out from here. There are.
Okay.
And it's guys like Drew Brees, and it's guys like, you know, I mean, those some people make it out, and that's absolutely fine. The problem is he's still covering for them like Harvard's an option. Whether it's Eddie Pinheiro or whether it's Mitch Trubisky, he's still covering for them as though they're going to be elites. And I think people have seen enough, whether it's you or me or Bears fans or Michael Lombardi or, you know, whomever. I think people have seen enough to know, well...
Do outside
observers...
I think
we kind of see what's happening here.
That's why I wonder, is this something that only Nagy sees because he wants to see it or has to see it? Let's look at the possibilities here. Either it's just completely made up, and it's just something he feels he has to say. And I don't think it's that. I don't think he's lying. I don't think Matt Nagy's like, boy, I got to find a way to blow smoke up this guy's hiney publicly and tell everybody how awesome he is so it gets back to him and he can hear it. I think it's coming from a real place, which is a little more frightening to think that maybe he's working so hard to see these things. You know, I'm trying to get into the psychology of, he said, without a doubt, mm-hmm. a lot better. Not he could have gone so much softer and said, yeah, you know, we've seen some good things the last couple of weeks amid all of this. I know the outcomes haven't been what we've wanted them to be, but
he's got to go hard because he's just coming off a Sunday night broadcast that thought he benched him. That's why he's got to go hard, right?
Is that what it is? Yeah, so you think it's partially in response to the narrative of he was taken out in some way for poor play?
I think that's part of it, but if I assume the mantle of Captain Worry for just a brief moment,
well,
and
I'll give it right back.
Don't worry about it. What I worry about is stuff that we were talking about with Rich Campbell during Bourbonnais, during camp, is that this isn't a pump up because of a national conversation. And it's not a pump up because he's forcing himself to see things. It's a pump up because he's seen how bad things really are. You know, whether it was in Bourbonnais and the interceptions that were coming around, the offense not moving, maybe things in practice aren't as good as we'd been led to believe, either in camp or as the year has gone on. Maybe the achievement level here stands out to him because, you know, this guy has been with Mitch for 2.5 years now. Well, the season and a half. So now you've seen what rock bottom really can be with this quarterback, and you're thrilled that a 12-yard check down to Allen Robinson is a step in the right direction. That's my worry.
Yeah, this gets back to Hub's point that maybe unless this guy's sky is always blue and the grass is always green, you think he's non-functional. Maybe this is his way of managing the current situation to at least try to win the next game and try to win a couple of games here, try to run his offense, because he's decided as a coach this is what he has to do. You wonder, because we don't know, because he doesn't have other head coaching experience. This is the only quarterback that he's ever had to be wed to professionally. Maybe this is just how he thinks quarterbacks need to be treated. You know, 20 years from now, when and where Matt Nagy's still coaching, we'll learn whether or not his experience with Trubisky sort of was only because of the psychology and relationship of Mitchell Trubisky, or if he just thinks this is how quarterbacks need to be treated. I don't know.
It's an interesting question. I wonder, though, if... I mean, listen, Matt Nagy will be forever altered by coaching these couple years. It just there's no way to go from 12-4 to whatever this season ends up and not have that remarkably affect you as a head coach. Mm-hmm. And that can be a good thing for Matt Nagy. I just keep going back to, you know, we were kind of wondering about Nagy's approach to, you know, the big play. We just need this one big play and things, you know, fall together. We just need that one win. And that starts rolling things around. I wonder if he wasn't saying that so much for everybody as he was just for that quarterback. You know, just so that, and maybe that's the most important thing from here on out. Maybe it's a, you know, maybe he just sees this Giants game, who are a god-awful team,
yeah, they're
by
brutal.
The way. I mean, just absolutely bad. Maybe he just sees this as win one, get the confidence going, and see what you can do from there. Because if you keep dropping these games, then, I mean, it's what we've been talking about for a while. How rescuable is any kind of floor for Mitchell Trubisky? I mean, that sets up your offseason. That sets up a quarterback coming in. That sets up how many roster changes overall you have to make.
Well, you've also been saying
to buoy the rest.
It sets up your decision for the other quarterback. It sets up how much space the other quarterback has to take up in a finite amount of quarterbacking space, depending on where you think Mitch is. That's what's left to be determined here.
It's absolutely true, and the rest of the offseason plan affects just which quarterback you can go get to begin with.
This is a perfect time for Matt Miller to join us, because that's one football expert who actually has a plan for the Bears. We also need to find out the latest on the ramifications of the injury and subsequent surgery for Tua Tagovailoa, and he'll let us know.
Matt Miller joins us next. Bernstein McKnight on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.